Time now to go inside the coach's box of the Mighty Magpies after their big win on Anzac Day over the Bombers. Going to check in with assistant coach Steve Grace, who's been good enough to join us. G'day, Steve.
Afternoon, Daniel. How are you going?
Really well, thanks. What's been the wash-up of the weekend's game from the coaching point of view? You must have been very, very pleased with the performance from your boys.
Oh, yes, Daniel, definitely. The commitment over the ball was probably the standout for us, and the wider numbers across the board meant that there was no weak link on the day, and I think that's probably the pillar of the success on the night.
I watched the Brisbane game in round one and saw this ferocious Magpie army and unit just working together all across the ground. And it took me back to 2010, when it was a really successful year for the Magpies. And I hadn't seen it until the weekend come back. I mean, it was frenetic. The work rate across the ground, as you say, was something else. Was that a specific target for that week, or was it just something that perhaps had been lacking in the previous weeks?
No, look, I think it's something we've been building and concentrating on, and all teams, as you know, Daniel, are trying to focus hard on contested footy, and I think we know, you know, the brand and the style that we're trying to bring, that if we don't bring supreme effort, you know, on the night, you know, it's very hard to measure anything else. You know, it's hard to measure your mechanics, it's hard to measure, you know, the little things that you try and tick off on with your KPIs. So it's just a strong focus every week, mate.
I was interested to read a comment from Nathan Buckley after the game in regards to, you know, butchering the ball, but he was more impressed on being able to turn the ball over in the areas you didn't want Essendon having the ball. We know they're a really good kicking team, they use the ball really well, they've owned possession of the footy for most of the year so far in the games they've played. You allowed them the ball in certain areas, they had 115 uncontested marks, I think it might have been, but you took them away from the key areas. How hard was that to set up and execute?
Yeah, look, I think it starts in your forward line, you know, when they do win the ball, and you're right, you know, their uncontested position change is what set them up going forward. So if they were going to move the ball lateral, that was okay, as long as we're able to, you know, be goal side and keep them under control. So it's those little 45 good kicks or little corridor kicks that set them up, and away they go, and they're very good at it, you know, with Hibbard and the likes getting off the chain and bringing Collier into the game and their runners. So if we're able to do that, we're able to get really strong and cause enough turnovers, which I think we had 36 turnovers in that attacking mid area. Then we're going to be able to do a lot to stop their run game and generate score.
And I know that a lot of that pressure comes from the forward half and the mid-third, as you say, but you must be watching guys like Jack Frost to perform so well week in, week out. We haven't got Ben Reid there. There's a couple of key players missing at the moment for the Magpies down the back half, Lachie Keefe, of course, as well. So to see guys like him stand up under pressure must give you a great sense of accomplishment as a coaching staff, I imagine, the way that you've brought these guys on.
Yeah, it certainly does, Daniel. There's no doubt about that. And you know, we talk about team defence all the time, and we hear it with every call, with every club as a bit of a catch cry. But you know, you mentioned the names, Frost, Tuvey, you know, Goldsack, Ramsey, Williams. You know, they were fantastic on the weekend.
And, yep.
You know, their one-on-one contests are very much lauded here, and certainly, you know, that when they do play team footy, then it brings a strong contest across the board.
There was a lot of people talking about the Magpies pre-season and not really predicting too much of them in 2015. Internally, did you rate yourself a chance to be in the mix this year? I mean, obviously, you hope that's the case, but did you think realistically you would be in the mix?
Oh, look, we just want to put ourselves in a position to be able to contend. And as you're well aware of, that, you know, if you need to contend, you need to be top eight. And then if you want to finish higher than that, top four, to be a serious contender. So realistically, we just want to put ourselves in the position in the home and away season so we can contend. And whatever comes after that, then we reset and then launch again from there.
Tell me about the game of Paul Seedsman. Of course, he took the 8 votes and led the votes for the AFL Coaches Association Champion Player of the Year Award for that game in round 4. Clearly, you got the Anzac medal. You had 15 inside 50s, I think it might have been, from halfback. It's an extraordinary game.
Yeah, it was a good game, you know, and we have high expectations of Paul, and so does he. So internally, you know, we rate him, and we need him to become the player that we think he can be for this club. So that game, you know, that game is a benchmark for him, and certainly, yeah, 14 inside 50s, you know, one rebound 50, 31 touches for Paul, but it's the run that he generates half that we really need.
Yep.
And he's important because he gives us a different perspective.
One of my favourite players, Steve, is Jamie Elliott. Have you seen many players capable of the things he's capable of at the size he is?
No, he's a super player half, and I have the honour of working with him, you know, week in, week out, and to match. He's a quality young man, with really strong character and strong footy character as well. So he's got some power in those pins. There's no doubt about it.
Yeah, what's he squat in the squat room, in the weight room?
Oh, look, I don't know. I mushed it out of there. But he is a powerful little unit. And, he's a kid who's got high expectations of himself and trains hard. Trains hard. He's a professional, and we just want him to become, once again, the player he needs to be for us.
If he trains hard, that's a good start. That's good to hear about Jamie Elliott. This week is a big game. You've got the Mighty Blues, of course, on a Friday. Who aren't so mighty at the minute, but Mick's breaking the record for Jock McHale's coaching tenure, and it's going to be a huge stage. Friday night footy. How different is this game in preparation versus a game like Essendon last weekend?
I don't think it's any different in terms of preparation, apart from the fact that Anzac Day is a huge day, and we acknowledge that internally and externally it's fully acknowledged. So it's a great experience for those young guys. It quickly rolls around again from Anzac Day in 6 days. So, as you know, mate, you don't have much time to dwell on it, but you need to make sure that there's no letdown from big games.
Yep.
And that they're fully attuned to what needs to get done for this week to work well for us.
And the Blues had a win on the weekend, so their tails will be up a touch. They get some big names back. They play a different brand of footy to Essendon, you'd think. Some much more accountable one-on-one run-and-gun style of footy. How do you stop that?
Yeah, you're certainly right, and you know they still do play, you know, pretty much a switch and then line based footy, but they are accountable one on one, and so that if you don't move the ball the way you want to move it, then they can hold you up, you know, and we need to get the ball moving, and as you say, they've got some good ones back in. C. Judd, he's okay, and he adds to their midfield bite, and their numbers through stoppages stack up, you know, in the top three in the competition.
Well, if the effort's there like it was last week against the Bombers, you shouldn't have too many issues, Steve. We appreciate your time this afternoon. Look forward to seeing how the Magpies go on Friday night.
Nice to speak to you, Daniel.
Steve Grace, assistant coach of the Magpies, with us on the Coaches Box. Let's go through the rest of the votes for the AFL Coaches Association Champion Player of the Year for round number 4. Nathan Jones got all 10 in the Richmond D's clash. St Kilda and Carlton, Patrick Cripps, the Rising Star nominee, and Mark Murphy shared 8 apiece. Paul Seedsman got the 8. I mentioned that before in the Anzac Day blockbuster, and Scott Pendlebury with 7. Dylan Scheel got 10 votes in the Giants-Suns clash. Jeremy Cameron snuck in with 7. Jay Schultz with 8 for the power against the Hawks. Travis Boak with 7. Fremantle and Sydney, Nat Fyfe, another 10 for him. He's very good. Luke McFarlane with 7. Brisbane and West Coast, Matt Prittis, the Brownlow medalist, with 9. Sam Butler with 7. Todd Goldstein, the perfect 10 for the Kangas against the Cats on Sunday. And the last game of the round, Jack Stringer, with his 6 goals, gets 9 votes. And Robert Murphy with 8. Which means a leaderboard. Top 5 looks like this. Todd Goldstein and Tom McDonald are equal 5th at 20 votes. Rory Sloane from the Crows is 21. Dan Hanbury, 22 in 3rd. Dylan Scheel rockets to 2nd from GWS with 29. And the leader by 4 after round 4 is Nat Fyfe of the Fremantle Dockers Football Club. That's the Coach's Box for another week on Halftime. We'll be back with Ed Wyatt after this.